I'm Dream Queen. You're in the cab with me. Thanks for staying tuned on KMRD. And I got in the studio with me, my good friends, DJ Hot Diggity and Lil Queen Trash Mouth. Thanks, y'all, for coming back.
Good morning.
Yay. Good morning. We like mornings. Well, not you. You're on 5 to 7 tonight.
I'm a night critter sometimes, for the most part.
I am, too. I got to tell you the truth, but I appreciate y'all coming back to talk about the world at large and our local community. Let's see. I'm just going to start by introducing everyone again like I do every time. I've got Hot Diggity here, whose show is Welcome to Heck, right here on KMRD. And they're on from 5 to 7, talking politics and music. And then we have Lil Queen Trash Mouth here that was on yesterday. That's 10 to 12 on Fridays Mountain Time. Hashtag hours.
Thank you for being on the show yesterday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It was such a good one.
Yeah, did you like
it? It's always a good one.
Man, I feel like, there's just so much to cover that, A, we don't get to do it in any one of our shows, and B, I feel like I sound like a jumbled hot mess when I go on anybody else's show but mine, even on mine, because it's so much information.
There's a lot happening right now.
Wow. Anybody have, I know we did a text yesterday, but, you know, should we just do like a little round robin? You know, is there something, what's.
We could do that. I did actually, something that you mentioned in the text was Agenda 47.
Ooh, yes.
I don't know what that is. So we've got another gotcha moment.
Uh-oh.
Inform me. That seems like a good place to start because I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, Agenda 47 is coming directly from Donald Trump's people. So it's 2025, but specifically with Trump's.
It's his platform if he were to be the 47th president. So that's where that name is coming from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So people are kind of, they're doing like a little stew at this point and conflating the two like I just did. I think it's kind of fair because Trump is out here saying that he didn't have anything, any prior knowledge of Project 25.
Right.
We sort of joked about the idea that, like, would they just not tell him like, so that he could have spilled
it? Because he would spill the beans.
Then I saw a news release that was saying something like 80% of his team were working on it.
Yeah.
You know, they were all working on it.
I saw that actually as well.
Yeah. So. But maybe he was concentrating on the Agenda 47 playbook. There's some videos out, and I'm going to tell everyone. So I'm reading from theadvocate.com, which is a prominent queer newspaper. That's the biggest umbrella I can put on it, LGBTQ+. They've been around forever. And there's an article here called, If You Think Project 2025 is Scary, let me turn this for you. Take a look at Donald Trump's Agenda 47. The former president's re-election website features a section entitled Agenda 47, which hosts dozens of videos of Trump outlining his policies for if he returns to office. Several policies threaten the LGBTQ+ community, spanning across education, healthcare, and the military.
Wow.
So we have such lovely titles as.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Let's look at the hits, okay? One video titled President Trump's Plan to Protect Children from Left-Wing Gender Insanity. Trump promised to outlaw gender-affirming care for minors at the federal level and cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. He also promised to ban transgender athletes from competing on teams that match their gender identity. Trump stated that he will ask Congress to pass a bill establishing that the only genders recognized by the United States government are male and female, and they are assigned at birth. He then claimed that being transgender was invented by the radical left, though he did not use the term transgender once throughout Agenda 47. So I'm curious.
What, the queers?
Yeah, what's he saying?
The queers.
No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender, a concept that was never heard of in all human history. Nobody's ever heard of this. What's happening today?
Sure. You mean no one white?
Yeah, nobody.
Because there are plenty of other cultures that had two-spirit and queer, and in the Philippines even, in my culture.
Yes.
It's been a thing forever. It's always been a thing. And then, of course, colonization comes along and they're like, no, there are only two.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys are all wrong. There are only two.
Yes. Yeah. There was something I was going to share to you yesterday on that came across my Instagram. And I'm going to find it while I give somebody else a turn to speak here in a minute. But I have it bookmarked. I'm going to get back to you on that. But it's right here on this. And I have to tell people, we're all here doing the best we can. I didn't find this article until the last hour.
Yeah.
More like the last 15 minutes when I was cramming to get some more notes together for y'all. But so some of this is news to me. And then there's another video titled Reversing Biden's EO Embedding Marxism in the Federal Government.
Oh, is that what Biden is doing?
No, he's not. I'm gonna say no, he's not doing that right now.
It's like every time anyone has made a quip about Biden and been like, oh, he's radical, he's pushing everything left, like the left has an agenda and they're achieving it through Biden, I'm like, if the left was running the show, like behind the scenes, if that was like the case, then it's just...
And Biden is not left. We talk about this all the time.
I'm like, bro, that sounds great, but that's not the case.
And again, you can't be pushing a Marxist agenda within a capitalist system. That's just not happening, so...
It's just hilarious that they, like, think that this is what's happening, and they talk about Biden being, like, radically left. I'm like, bro, he's so right. He's not even center at this. Like, he's always been a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
He switched to become a Democrat just to become, what was it, Obama's vice?
It was later. It was earlier than that. He was still in the Senate when he switched. But, yes, he did switch parties. So.
But still, I don't think your colors change. Like, zebras don't change their stripes.
No.
And I think
it's all one big gray.
Yeah.
I think he convinced a lot of, like, moderate Republicans to switch to the Democratic Party to win a lot of their races in Congress. So he's, like, definitely had his hand very much in the shifting the Democratic Party to the right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's played a huge part in that, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really quick on this. Trump has accused diversity initiatives of attempting to impose racist and woke sexual ideology across the federal government. There's another video called, that was that. Okay, so in the next video, it's called Protecting Students from the Radical Left and Marxist Maniacs Infecting Educational Institutions. Trump encourages removing all DEI bureaucrats at colleges and universities in the United States, as well as the radical left accreditors that have allowed our colleges to become dominated by Marxist maniacs and lunatics.
Oh my goodness.
He vows to take away billions in funding. Do our schools get billions? Billions in funding for schools that do not comply, even private universities such as Harvard. Billions of funding.
What?
From Marxist lunatics.
Because anyone who calls themselves a Marxist is going to have billions of dollars to...
Well, he's saying that he's going to remove the billions of dollars in funding for schools that don't comply.
Yeah.
So even if Harvard has the modern Marxist student group, he's going to take away the billions.
Yeah.
They might actually be getting $1 billion from somebody.
Harvard would not surprise me if that were the case, but that is just...
Yeah. What else we got? As for public education, Trump vowed to, quote, cut federal funding for any school or program pushing critical race theory, gender ideology, or other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. He also promised to create a new credentialing body to certify teachers who embrace patriotic values.
And all of this coming from the man who said, grab them by the kitty.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All of this coming from, I'm like, bro, you are the threat that you are trying to protect from.
Well, he's trying to protect everybody from everything that's not. Yeah, exactly. I mean, white patriarchal, like, exert your power over any woman or person around yourself that you want to.
You know what cracks me up about, like, these education things that he's talking about? And, like, we're not going to teach critical race theory, which is just history. We're not going to teach this. We're not going to allow gender-affirming care. All of this stuff, I think it's hilarious how, especially people on the right, often pose this as we're protecting the children. Yeah. And it's like, no, you're not. Everything you're doing is putting them in danger. You are lying to them about the things that happened in this country. And therefore, it makes our future a lot more fuzzy. But you're also taking away their ability to feel comfortable in their bodies at a time when that is something I think everyone goes through during puberty, mm-hmm. you know? And you're being like, no, you have no options. You're as you are. Just deal with it.
Yeah, you're this or that forever. And
get over it.
As I defined for you at birth, too. Yes. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. Well, and that... Yeah. The fact that you said that, the fact that they use the language assigned at birth, mm-hmm. I'm like, that is language that is used within the LGBTQ plus community. Like, I mm-hmm. am assigned female at birth, but that's not what I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they actually use, like, the same... like gender affirming mm-hmm. language or in the realm of that mm-hmm. to shoot it down.
Yeah.
Is just wild.
They love the language. I mean, they love yeah. language and we talk about that here a lot together. Right. And I mean, they do the same thing with this woke ideology. I'm like, you're acting like it's bad, bro. Like, do you yeah. even know what it means? You know, like, they've just been stealing popular culture words and twisting them. They take everything and twist it.
Well, and what cracks me up, too, about the fact that they used woke specifically is, like, do you not understand what the woke community, like, the goal of the woke community is for everyone to be taken care of?
Yeah.
You are quite literally shooting down the fact that people are just trying to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And being like, no, we're going to save everybody. And it's like, no, that's what the quote unquote woke crowd is trying to do, is help everybody out.
What was this? There was a quote going around that was, I believe it looked like Mike Pence's picture above it. And it was like, they want to make the rich poorer and the poor richer.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we do. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like,
because you're living off of stolen wages, bro. Like,
yes.
You like, say that like real, it's a bad
give
thing.
Give me my money.
Yeah.
And not even, like, some, like, we don't even want you to be as struggling as we are all now.
No, yeah, no. Nobody needs to struggle like
that. We just want everyone to be okay.
Yes. And if you would pay your taxes and deal with, you know, giving back, pay wages. I mean, Aja Monet, the whole, I'd have to send that song to y'all because it was just murder on a dance floor. But she's like, pay decent wages. Yeah. That's the least you can do is pay livable wages.
And it totally is. Very least you can 100%. Do.
100%. I wanted to bring this back to the, but we're all over this issue just on the project Agenda 47. So I found that piece that I wanted to share with you. Erica Hart, and she goes by she and they, and she's a gender justice educator among some of her other credentials here. And she posted on Instagram a picture of herself, and she goes, I was listening to the NPR podcast Code Switch the other day, and they interviewed historian Jules Gill Peterson, author of the book A Short History of Trans Misogyny. They shared that in the late 80s, NGOs, that's non-governmental organizations for those of you, who NGOs were telling black gender variant sex workers that identified as gay that they were trans. The sex workers were confused as they saw themselves as gay. There wasn't this added academic layer to their identity where they separated their gender identity from their sexual identity. Why were NGOs and academia taking a vested interest in naming folks? Simple answer, money. Nonprofits can bring in more grant money by claiming they are helping a marginalized group. This episode was such an eye-opening reminder of how white people have colonized gender to the extent that they even control the narrative of who is seen as gender variant and who is not. So on the last day of Non-Binary Awareness Week, from your favorite non-binary Black femme, I'd love to remind everyone that how you identify only needs to make sense to you. You don't need to fit yourself into any identity. It is a revolutionary act for anyone, but especially Black folks, to name themselves beyond the white gaze / imagination. My hope for all of us is that how we see ourselves propels us to resist the state, settler colonialism, and capitalism. May our identities extend beyond an individual experience and be a starting point for creating sustainable and affirming community. And that is from Erica Hart, racial, social, gender justice educator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought of that as we were talking about each of us coming from different places in our lives ancestrally. Yeah. For me, I mean, a big point of this is to decolonize ourselves, you know, how we do everything.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. My pleasure. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
All right. Are we good on this? What else?
Okay. So that is Agenda 47. It's basically all the things that Trump wants.
Shell for queers and wants, weirdos.
Right. Okay.
This is one other, article. Yeah. You can bring some.
There's some other insane stuff that's in there that is not addressed in this article.
Oh, give me some wickety wicks. I just went there because that's where I wanted to go. So you tell me some
the big one to me, that, and this is in both Project 2025 and Agenda 47, but that is the end of birthright citizenship.
Right.
And
yeah, we have
that. Not okay.
Right. So we were talking about this yesterday.
Yes.
And please continue.
So birthright citizenship says that if you are born in this country, you are a citizen in this country. It does not matter who you were born to, where that person came from.
Right. You are a citizen if you're born here.
Trump has been calling this, what does he call it? Citizenship tourism or like
what?
Birther tourism. So like his thing is that in his warped brain or what he's saying he believes, we don't know if he really believes it, is that people are coming here just to have their babies here to then make their kids citizens, and we have to end that. And I'm like, that is not what's happening.
No.
We all know that's not what's happening.
Oh, good Lord.
This is, I mean, obviously would be targeted at folks that have immigrated here and then have children. Okay, so now we're going to have to talk a little bit about human trafficking with this topic, because when we're talking about immigration, you have to talk about migrant workers that are coming here on the promise of jobs and work visas and then show up and are they are held captive.
Right.
Yep.
There is no mincing that. They come here, their passports are taken, any papers they do have taken by whatever owner they are working for, and they are held hostage and forced to work. If those people are now here and have children who are then not considered citizens, what system have we just recreated? Slavery. It is completely, there's no other way to mince that line and what he's trying to do with that. What they're all trying to do with revoking birthright citizenship.
This is what I'm wondering is, are all these laws being changed because of the revealing to the general mass public that this is all going on? Because I've been talking to people about human trafficking lately, not as long as it's been going on, obviously. I thought everybody knew that this is going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, the disappearing children at the border, and Democracy Now! Did a good reveal about where these kids were winding up after they're separated from their families at the border. And they're winding up in factories and in trailers and doing all kinds of labor that even trained grown folks are in danger of doing. And we're talking about working with harsh chemicals. It's not just making clothes in sweatshops. There's like meatpacking stuff. Yeah. There's caustic chemical cleaning in said warehouses, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then I saw another thing about and this is right here on Hulu, at one of these like sensational undercover, you know, these are the ways black market money gets around kind of thing. And they blew up how people who can't pay to their, and this is not, they're just taking you across the border and then they keep you basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, I think I brought the question up on this show. Like, how bad is it in your country that, because you know, people know they're not, they, you, right. Your family come up this way and then they don't ever, you don't ever hear from them again.
Yeah.
But that's still a better risk to take than staying where you're at in somewhere in Central or South America where we did five coups and, you know, yeah. You're just living in a terrible, people that we put there. You know what I mean? Like that all, I just, you know, yeah, all the violence, all the gang stuff, all of the corrupt presidents, all of the drugs, all of that stuff is because of coups we did to mm-hmm. destabilize these economies.
To keep them from being socialist.
Yes.
Democratically elected mm-hmm. socialists.
Yep.
Can't let that happen.
Nope. No. We see what happens here when we try to do that too, right? Oh, we squash Lord. It all.
So this is a article in the migrationpolicy.org, repealing birthright citizenship, the unintended consequences. So I think, you know, people should take a look at this. Thanks to Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, the re-energized debate has turned anew to the question of whether birthright citizenship, enshrined in the Constitution in 1868 with the 14th Amendment, and endorsed in 1898 by the Supreme Court, would have to be replaced via constitutional amendment or could be undone
by Congress,
by an act of Congress. It would create a self-perpetuating class mm-hmm. that would be excluded from social membership for generations. Oh my God, we got to fight slavery again now. Like, not even, so that was my, so all of this, right, yeah. back to my original point, is like, so all of this is being revealed, mm-hmm. that this is all happening, and now we got the Supreme Court in there, and these things where we can just throw the laws out, like, no longer, like, we are just, like, it's legal now.
Yeah.
We're just going to make it re-legal. Do y'all people here, out in the audience, understand, they trying to make it just legal. Like, they're just tired of us exposing it. They're like, yeah. expose what you want. It's real.
It's happening.
Yeah. This is what it is.
Yeah.
And you love it or leave it. Or die.
Well, a lot of Americans right now are trying to flee the country. So a lot of people chose leave it.
Go, bye, coward.
See ya.
Yeah, like, who's
where are you gonna
the
go?
Ones that can afford it?
Where are you
yeah,
going to go?
Exactly. And exactly. It's resources.
Because they don't play wherever you're going. I'll right. tell you this yeah. right now. You're going to find yourself sitting there with a bunch of angry natives wherever you wind up. Some of these police, I'm serious, they have no loyalty. They don't have any loyalty for mm-hmm. Westerners.
Can I also?
And you're going to find yourself getting kidnapped.
Where do these people think they're going that they're not going to be in a country with a U.S. military base?
Right. Right.
Like, we're
yeah,
everywhere.
Good luck. No. Good luck, bro. You like, can't get out.
Oh, I'm going to get away from the U.S. government? No, you're not.
No.
No. You're just moving Sorry. To another country that is terrorized by
Yes.
it.
Yes. And when those people who live there rise up, like what's going on in South Africa mm-hmm. and Haiti mm-hmm. and Jamaica and all these places, when you find yourself, oh, I can't go outside of my compound, you know, stuff's burning outside of my wall. That's the same stuff that you think you're fleeing by yeah, fleeing the yeah. United States. But at least I don't have to worry about you here. Go, you know, that's one less skull I got
yeah.
rolling into the guillotine basket. I don't know. I'm talking too much now. But no, y'all going to make me be Harriet Tubman up here. You cannot. You know? Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear.
This is... I'm so glad that we talked about this. I had, like, Project 2025 I know about. But Agenda 47, all of this birthrights, this is crazy. This is crazy.
Do you want to know what a freedom city is?
Oh, yes.
We're doing round robin. All right. So, yeah, you pick freedom city.
Tell me. Oh, no.
So this is also in Agenda 47. Trump wants to build at least 10, quote-unquote, freedom cities on federal lands that would basically be, he describes them as vertically driven cities. So he's talking about building Jetson cities with flying cars. I'm not joking. On federal properties. He wants to incentivize people to come and populate there by giving out baby bonuses to everyone that moves to the Freedom City and has, let's say, white babies. Because we know where this is going to, how this is going to go.
I was just going to say, considering we talked about birthright stuff, I can't imagine they're paying anybody.
No, of course not.
No.
It's absolutely insane. He's taking a petition, like he wants to see designs from architects and... So, yeah.
Yeah. Something else I did find, though, from Wikipedia, and I wonder if they got their name from this. Freedom City is from a video game
called
Mutants and Masterminds.
Oh, sounds about right.
It sounds like our world.
For his Jetson City.
Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, so the Freedom Cities, do we have a... what if they don't... It's hard with the Jetsons because do we have flying cars so you can get to that apartment or what? Like, what's the...
No, this sounds like a fake. It does. It sounds like a failure of a plan. Another thing for him to sink money into and then be like, oh, it just didn't work out.
To me, it sounds like the thing that they like gave him for his little baby brain.
Like those
so
videos.
That he would agree to all the other
things.
Give
him a pet project. Yeah, keep him busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
There it is. His Quantum Leap proposals. Like, it's so crazy.
Oh, gosh.
Earlier this week, Trump introduced his 2024 trade policy that would tax China to build up America. And create a system
that
rewards domestic production and taxes foreign companies and those who export American
just
jobs.
Just like Mexico paid for the wall.
I was just going to say that. So we're going to make everyone else pay for America.
Yeah. Well, let's not all only pick on Trump. So let's talk about Biden.
Yeah.
You know, we are going to have other countries pay for America. One of the chilling things that I heard during the interview with Stephanopoulos, right, that we watched, where he confusingly pointed at his pinky fingernail, talking about nanotechnology, you know, the chips that we now make here. But he went to Korea, South Korea, and... this is a quote, against everyone's best advice or everyone else's advice, against everyone else in his administration's advice, he brags to go to Korea and get them to invest in billions of dollars from a private investor.
$22 billion.
In our technology. And I'm like, what are they getting in return, Joe?
Ooh,
what'd you give him, Joe?
What did you give him? Oh, no.
What'd you give this billionaire South Korean businessman?
For $22
billion? For $22 billion. And he's probably a trillionaire at this point. Let's be honest. People just giving out billions. Like, how many trillionaires do we have now? Does anybody know?
I don't know if we have any.
I don't think we have any.
I thought there were three.
Yet.
Okay.
Are there?
No, that's okay. I'm gonna. I don't know. I heard that we are that now.
Maybe
we're
we don't
into
have
private...
any in the U.S. is what I'm thinking, and that there might be some worldwide. Yeah. Do we have any trillionaires?
Okay, so we're asking
who will be the first.
Okay, so we don't have any yet.
And here's Fortune magazine. Oh, they're saying we could have it within a decade.
I feel like sooner.
Oh, no.
Elon Musk is on track.
Yep.
Oh, where did we see him yesterday? He was standing next to Netanyahu.
Yeah. In a picture they were showing on CBS. Mm. Not even the radical left news. Just CBS.
Just hanging out on CBS. Where I was going is the visit that we can expect from BB next week.
Yes, I wanted to talk about that too.
Yes. Our correspondent on Palestine.
First of all, the fact that, how many times have we had a leader from another country come and address our Congress?
Apparently, this will be the fourth time that BB's been here.
And it's more than any other, any other foreign leader has ever addressed Congress. No one has addressed them this many times.
Yeah, we've had them.
Okay, so he's coming for the fourth time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've never had this happen with another country's leader before.
Not this many times.
Not this many times. Right. But others have come to address
I think, didn't
Congress.
Zelensky?
Probably. Yes.
I'm sorry.
You mean President yeah. Putin?
I mean President Putin.
Listen.
Joe, take a nap, buddy. I know you don't want to be up there anymore. Take a nap.
It's abuse. It really
it's
is.
It's elder
it is
abuse.
Elder abuse.
Yeah. I mean, and I
at this point you can't consider it anything else.
No, and I really want to be here on the linguist side of things to really make sure that what I feel like is because it's causing a bigger generation rift mm-hmm. than we already had. Right, we got four or so generations on a playing field right now as far as politics. Right, and the. I hear the boomer people are, and I don't like any of these labels, but hey, we're talking in generalizations right now. And they're like, oh, they're calling him old. And, you know, Maxine Waters gets up and does like a big old, you know, like, hey, I'm older than Biden. Look at me. I'm like, then you run. Like, give it a get out of here. But no, the point is that he's not there. He's addled. He's sick.
Yeah. He does not have the capacity.
It's like he's got something going on in his head. Mm-hmm. And so
or
I think
nothing.
It's he's, you know, he's just got, you know, and so I don't want to use words. That I'm not a doctor, you know, I don't know if he has dementia, Alzheimer's. They're all telling him he's fine, but that's all lies. I don't believe a word of it.
The ones around him, several people who work with dementia patients in the real world have said, this looks like dementia.
Yeah.
So we can take that for like, that means something
from
to me.
From an expert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I will take that as gospel for sure.
So, you know, we need to get this person out of there. Mm-hmm. And he's still running around making decisions.
So, okay, back to...
He has the codes!
Yeah. Well, if he remembers them.
They're probably on a post-it, right?
Yes! Yeah. They probably are. So, back to BB.
Yes.
Why... I know that he's coming. I don't know why he is coming. Well, I guess I do, sort of, but... Is there a reason that, like, does anyone know?
Yes. We wrote What to Expect on this. Let's see. This is about him canceling the other two stops he was going to make because he was afraid of getting arrested.
Okay, so tell me about that, because that I did not know about.
Is it Hungary and Czech Republic?
Yes, exactly that.
And so he's not doing that anymore because he doesn't want to get arrested.
He canceled a planned stopover in Europe amid concerns of the International Criminal Court might issue an arrest warrant against him. And so he had, on his way here, he was going to stop there. And meant to manage the logistical challenges of a direct transatlantic flight from Tel Aviv to Washington. But, yeah, he just decided to do something different. So, anyway. The plan... So, these were countries that were considered friendly with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Hungary, their leader is
pretty
fashy. So, it's surprising.
It's not shocking.
To me, it is surprising to see that he didn't feel safe in Hungary, actually. Because, like, they're not doing great stuff right now for democracies.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's worried that he could get arrested, mm-hmm. therefore canceling the other two trips is, like...
But not worried about here.
No.
No, no. Why would you worry about here?
No. And I'm having a hard time
This may as well be home for him. Oh, right. It is.
See about this. Netanyahu will speak. This is from Reuters. Will speak to a joint session of the House of Representatives and the Senate. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Or who invited him?
Okay, so he was invited.
He was invited. I am very moved to have the privilege of representing Israel before both houses of Congress and to present the truth about our just war against those who seek to destroy us to the representatives of the American people and the entire world.
All I gotta say
Netanyahu
on that
Netanyahu said in a statement.
The portion of people who mean to destroy us.
Yes.
All I gotta say to that is rocks and flip flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
going up against a nuclear superpower.
I know. I mean, and, you know, Okay. So then, but people are like, well, we saw the footage on October 7th. Hot diggity. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me. I want to you to talk, get ready, respond. Because that's the thing. It's like, we're talking, most American people, they're waking up a little bit at a time. You know, and so there are people who all they know is what they saw in October.
Well, and so to anyone who might be in that boat who's listening right now, I've said this before on my show and I will continue saying it. All it took for, like, I didn't know very much prior to October. I knew that Palestine was living through apartheid. I knew that they weren't free because I said free Palestine. Mm-hmm. And even I didn't know the depths of what that meant until October. Mm-hmm. But again, I knew that it wasn't a good situation. I didn't know exactly what was going on. I just knew that Israel had a boot on Palestine's neck. And to put it simply, that is the case. That mm-hmm. is what's been going on for the last like 80 years. Mm-hmm. But all it started with was a simple question. All it takes is asking one simple question to, like, more or less radicalize you to what is happening over there. I've talked to people online who were like, I knew nothing about it before October 7th. I believe these people were terrorists because they attacked Israel on October 7th, right? And they were like, I believed that because anyone who attacks another country, so on and so forth, follow that logic to the end of the line. But all it took was asking a simple question. What is the Nakba? Mm-hmm. What happened in 1948? Why can't Palestinians collect rainwater? There are small, simple questions that can completely, the answers to those small, simple questions will radicalize you. Mm. And I know that's how it worked for, again, a lot of people that I've spoken to. And I think that that is maybe one of the best pieces of advice that I can give to anyone who's not sure how they feel about it, doesn't know enough about the situation. Start with simple questions. Google is free. Mm-hmm. What is the Nakba? Mm-hmm. What happened in 1948? Why are things not allowed in Gaza? Why are certain things not allowed in Gaza? Why is there a blockade on Gaza? Mm-hmm. Why has there always been? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that there was always a blockade on Gaza. I knew it was completely cloistered off from the rest of the occupied territories. But I didn't know that there were things that coriander, cilantro, it's not allowed in Gaza. Certain spices for cooking, it's incredible. But it starts with asking simple questions like that to just start to even barely understand the situation. But it just blows my mind. Still to this day, blows my mind.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that. And I'm getting to a point as well on this show where I'm like, I don't have to tell you every single source. Mm-hmm. Sitting here, you know, doing confused Americans with each other. I like to tell people as we're finding out.
Yeah.
That's great because, you know, I'm just making stuff up. But I just heard this the other day. But it's all anything that y'all have a question to. Mm-hmm. We are three intelligent and enlightened people here who spend all of our free time thinking about how to liberate people and make equity in this country and the world. Mm-hmm. So if you're confused by anything that we have to say, go ahead over to the internet. And I was going to ask y'all, you know, I feel like Google's sort of drying up now. I feel it's becoming propaganda land. What mm-hmm. they want to show me first.
Yeah. Well, and considering that Google helped to create the AI system mm-hmm. that is used in Israeli targeting of Palestinians, mm-hmm. Google is also facilitating genocide.
Yes.
So that is not surprising.
Yeah, it's just easy to type Meta. It in because we're yeah. used to it.
Meta and Microsoft too are mm-hmm.
oh yeah, Microsoft, that's yeah. right, just recently, did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Microsoft is banning Palestinians for calling their families in Gaza.
Yeah,
they are getting cut off from Microsoft for calling to see if their families are okay. This is the world that we live in.
Yep.
So that's people who are like here.
Mm-hmm.
Can't make phone calls over there.
Can't make phone calls over there using any Microsoft technology or they will just get banned.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah. I read that one this morning.
Mm.
It's, yeah.
So freedom of speech extends to calling family members mm-hmm. outside of prison, because we have that already going on. You gotta pay like $10 a minute
right.
to talk to somebody that you love in jail. And now you can't call, even if they're not a terrorist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we gotta, we're gonna hear what BB has to say when he comes on the 24th. And it'll probably address things about why that's absolutely necessary. Netanyahu's visit comes amid tensions between him and U.S. President Joe Biden, who has supported Israel's campaign in Gaza, but has recently been more critical of its tactics and withheld shipments of some bombs. But we're back to sending the bombs we said we wouldn't send.
I was going to say, I don't know if you can say that there's like criticism or, you know, whatever, if we're still sending weapons. There's no tension between Bibi and Biden because mm-hmm. we're still sending weapons. If there was tension, then that probably would have stopped or at least been put on pause.
Well, and any criticisms that he's doing are just election nonsense.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's very clear. It's just to get us through November.
Yes.
Republicans are criticizing and saying that Biden's not doing enough to help Israel.
Oh, boy.
And let's just touch briefly on the Christo-fascist state that is rising out of the muck in front of us as its full self. You know, Swamp Thing is coming up out of the thing. Like, he was like, I'm going to, what did Trump say? He's going to drain the swamp. He drained it so the giant beast can come out and reveal itself to everyone.
He lowered the water level so they can all breathe again.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's not funny, but it is like, really, this is, and we, you know, I love to remind people, Republicans and evangelicals are supporting this war. Aside from the politicians who are making tons and tons of money on it, I don't know what they believe in. I honestly, y'all know, I don't think they're even human. I think they're, mm-hmm. you know, things running around in suits.
Meat suits.
Meat suits with a zipper.
With
Look for the zipper.
Look for
these little chips. Yeah, every time Biden talks about nanotechnology and points to an area of his body, then we know that's where,
that's where the
implant,
is.
Where he's speaking from. And it's probably, you know, this is still new technology, folks. So it's no surprise that he's glitching out.
No, there's not. They haven't fixed all the bugs yet.
No. But, you know, just remind everybody that evangelicals, after this, all the Jews are supposed to convert to Christianity or else they're not going to get raptured and go to heaven. So then it doesn't stop with Israel becoming its own state. So the evangelicals need to support this so that it can bring about the second coming.
I always think it's kind of hilarious when religion enters the chat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing
religion
here?
Religion is the moderator in America. It's like it's like they're co-administrators in the group.
Yep.
Capitalism and religion.
That's this country.
Glory, God, and gold in the Virginia Company.
There you go. Boy. Tell them about it.
Yep.
That's from a song I played yesterday.
Well, it's also, you guys were talking about Lauren Boebert yesterday.
Yep.
And she is one of those people who quite literally was quoted as saying the Bible should lead the government, not the other way around. I'm like, girl, how much of like church and state did you miss on the separation of that? Because are you kidding
me? I don't think the Bible wants you to do hand stuff with your friend at Beetlejuice.
In Beetlejuice, Lauren. And vaping in the audience. Come on.
Pretty sure that's not allowed in the Bible.
Isn't she also like, she's all stoked now because she's like a 36-year-old grandmother?
Ew, what?
Yeah.
What?
Her 18-year-old son just had a kid.
Ew.
Uh-huh.
I am also 36. These numbers are.
Yeah. She was stoked.
Awful.
She was 100% stoked on it.
I would be really sad if I had an 18-year-old, let alone.
An 18-year-old with a baby? A baby with a baby?
No. No, 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 no.
Lauren. I don't know how they do it in Colorado, but I'm pretty sure no one does it like that anywhere, or should at least.
So anyway, anybody have any final thoughts?
Hold on tight, kids.
Yeah, buckle up.
It's about to get a little rough.
Yeah, real rough, real weird.
Yeah.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to young DJ Fishlegs about this the other day, and he was like, It's almost like the politicians in America heard that empires only last for 250 mm-hmm. years, and they were like, bet. Yeah. Let's yeah. just get all of it out at the same time then. They took it as a challenge, and they were like, oh, we only have 2 years to ruin the country? Okay, throw everything out there then. That's what this feels like.
Yeah. Series yeah. finale.
Yes.
Cramming in all the plot lines they didn't get exactly. to the whole time. Yeah.
I swear, yeah. they hired the CW writers to take yeah. over for the government this year.
I don't know what's in the air, y'all. I really don't.
Something. I mean, well, apparently also this... microplastics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And PFAS. Forever chemicals.
Well, that's what.
We got to get in and get a couple, you know, a couple of more ideas on the table. Because I really do. It's been this. Yeah. And I almost feel kind of ridiculous, you know, acting appalled. It's just, is it just the dance? Every couple of years, we just, mm-hmm. we have to go forward, backward.
Yeah.
And until, yeah, it is.
Well, with
it
a
is.
Blue and red, you know, it's Democratic, not Republican, with a two-party system, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
The back and forth is overwhelming.
You know, so anyway, let's see. I changed some names.
You did.
Yeah. You like it?
I did. Okay, I liked
good,
it.
Good. It is now In the Cab Radio on Instagram and also, I believe, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it's the same on Mixcloud now. In the Cab Radio on Mixcloud. No longer Dream Queen 3 a.m. You got to type in the Cab Radio. And you can find Earth Boys Are Easy
mm-hmm.
and Die Mad About It. Yep. Which is one is TikTok and one is...
Died Mad About It is TikTok for me, Hot Diggity. And Earth Boys Are Easy is my Instagram.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't plug my socials.
You don't plug All right, y'all. Love you. Be good to each other and yourselves. And we'll check you soon.